Every year or two, I need new eyeglasses. My deteriorating vision is not very noticeable from day to day or month to month, so when I put on a new pair of glasses, the clarity always surprises and satisfies me. My near vision is still fairly good, so at home I hardly ever wear my glasses. I can recognize most of my normal birds out the window without glasses or binoculars, not because I can see any nuances in plumage, but because I have so much experience looking at them that I recognize the usual suspects by size, behavior, and general color patterns. Although hearing is every bit as important as vision in some endeavors, from music to birding, we tend to ignore hearing loss way more easily than we ignore deteriorating vision. For at least a decade, I've been noticing that I've lost acuity in my high-frequency hearing. I can still hear the vast majority of bird songs other people do, but now can only pick up the highest-frequency songs, golden-crowned kinglets, brown creepers, Blackburnian warblers, etc., if the birds are very close. 2 years ago, I actually watched a nearby golden-crowned kinglet singing away, but I could not hear a single note. And last winter, when I was mixing a radio program using a cedar waxwing recording I've used many times over the years, I could not hear any of the middle section of the recording, even though I knew exactly what it was supposed to sound like. It was time to face up to the truth, and on March 25th, I finally did it. I got hearing aids. I didn't know quite what to expect when the audiologist helped me put them in, but at first I could not even tell if they were working. In the same way that I can see anything around the house without my glasses, and nearby things look almost identical with or without my glasses, sounds in my audiologist's office sounded virtually identical with and without my hearing aids. I'm sure if my hearing was worse, I'd have appreciated more differences right off the bat, but for me, the immediate change was subtle. When my mother-in-law and I were leaving her audiologist after she got hearing aids for the first time, a robin was singing, and she said that was the first robin she'd heard in years. Oddly enough, she didn't think that had anything to do with the hearing aids. She said that robins just didn't live around her place in Port Wing anymore, even though I heard them every time I was there in spring and summer. So far, I've never had trouble hearing robins, but with my hearing aids in, their song is clearer and lovelier again, the way they were when I was in my 20s. Apparently, little by little, I'd lost the high-frequency harmonics that give the song some brilliance, even as I heard the mid-tones just fine. When you get two digital hearing aids with directional microphones like mine, the programming allows the hearing aids to work together to detect and suppress background noise, even as they augment bird songs and human voices. In my own backyard, the basic background noise seemed to have grown louder as the basic bird songs grew quieter. Now, with my hearing aids, I feel like I've gone back in time to when I was a new birder, when it was so easy to pick out each different sound. Only it's even better now because I have so much more experience at recognizing the sounds while getting so much pleasure in hearing them so clearly again. Like getting a new pair of glasses, my world is suddenly crisper and more brilliant, only in the auditory rather than the visual realm. Next week, my audiologist will be making a few tweaks on the programming for when I'm using the hearing aids specifically for birding, and soon the first kinglets, creepers, and waxwings will return so I can test how well they work for that. I'll also be testing another kind of hearing aid specifically designed for birders, one that lowers the frequency of high-pitched sounds. It'll be interesting to see which I prefer when looking for hard-to-hear species like LeConte sparrows. But so far, my bionic ears are a complete success. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.